Martin Regan, it wasn't easy at times, but you're through to another county final. How does it feel?
Oh, it's a great feeling. Look at it. It's where every team thrives to get this county final day, and we're there again now for the second year running, so we'll enjoy the next 2 weeks and plenty to work on and loads to improve on. So we get back down to the training ground Tuesday night and start preparing for a county final now.
Yeah, semi-finals are never easy won, and Glenswilly really put it up to you there.
Ah, look at you, they expect nothing else. Look at Glenswilly, won whatever 3 championships since 2010, so they're probably the form team in the last 5-6 years, so we were never going to get anything easy, and we didn't expect anything easy, and it went down to the wire. Like, it was all predicted, everyone had predicted, and thankfully we came out on the right side of it.
Yeah, it was a bit of a slow start from your team. Were you a bit worried? I suppose the Bricks goal was a huge moment, but he also got a couple of points around that Leo with a big one off his left foot.
Yeah, we went 2 points down early on, and it's not where you want to be against Glenswilly. He's chasing a game because they're so difficult to break down and they're so well organised, so we were glad to get back in level terms so soon after going 2 points down. And then the goal obviously was a huge cushion. It gave us that 3-point cushion, and we held that for most of the game, which was important. And yeah, it just got just enough to get us over the line.
Yeah, you needed plenty of leadership in there, especially your older men. Like Anthony came out with a couple of big balls, Marty Boy, but even some of the younger lads like Ethan O'Donnell had a great game out there.
Yeah, Ethan's been immense for us all year now, and this last 3 games championship against Unions, Kilcarran again today, I thought he was brilliant again, absolutely brilliant. So, but as you say, look at the older players. I think Tony there in the second half in particular, some of his driving out his finishing, he won't be happy with. He could have got 2 or 3 scores, but I thought his overall leadership and his desire to get forward and dig us out of holes at times in that second half was immense.
And there were some nervous moments at the end. Glenswilly, a lot of big men in their team, and they put them all in around the square, and they started kicking them in high.
Yeah, look at this. They always have that threat with Neil and Murphy, and obviously 2 boys that come on, Leon Kelly and Kieran Gibbons too. They're all huge men, so they are, and it's difficult to defend that. And when it goes in there, a lot of time you're relying on a bit of luck, and thankfully the ball just broke for us at times today, and we just enough to get over the line.
And obviously you were defeated in last year's final by Kilcarr. You're back in it 12 months later. You know, I'm sure there'll be a lot of hurt being carried into that game for that.
Oh, of course. Look, I thought we would have talked about even before the game is to get back to the county final, just to see if you could make amends for last year, because there was a lot of hurt last year and a lot of disappointment and a lot of regrets after that final. So hopefully now we've two big weeks ahead of us and see can we put that right.
Yeah, and you know all about county final day. It shouldn't be coming as much of a surprise for any of your players, really.
No, not at this stage. Look at this. I think this is our 3rd county final in 4 years, which is a remarkable achievement considering some of the talented teams in Donegal. So the fact that we keep coming back, it shows the hunger that's in them lads in there, and hopefully now just we can make amends for last year.